UW Friends Card. You are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with a Friends Card, your dollars get you more at
Dooley Records at 557 Portage Avenue. Dooley Records is a crate digger's paradise with vintage vinyl, tapes, and CDs added weekly. With spine-tingling vinyl, cassettes that won't put you in debt, and CDs, well, you just got a CD's compact discs with your 10% discount.
Join CKUW 95.9 FM Community of Support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a Friends Card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
We asked some of our friends in the community why they support CKUW 95.9 FM.
My name's Paige Drowan, and I'm a musician in Winnipeg. The first people at my shows were people from CKUW, hosts. The first people to support my music right from the beginning were hosts. And like, it was the first time that people weren't just bullying me about my weird art. So you guys' support meant the world to me. Well, I discovered it through reading Stylus, actually, because I'm from the country. Like, I grew up rurally, so I would take the magazines home with me every time I came to the city, and I could listen just until I got up to the perimeter, right? And then it's gone. But as soon as I could be in Winnipeg, I was so excited to be able to listen all the time. Okay, my favorite is always if you turn it on and Martin's on. Johnny Sizzle, any show he's doing, right? I listen to the Comic Book Theater, and like his interview style is so good. I like Night Danger Radio. I like Amateur Hour a lot, so fun. CKUW and Community Radio are one of the last places where you can hear a playlist by a human being, right? There's no algorithm, there's no commercial. To pitch to commercial radio as an artist costs thousands of dollars, and that's just to pitch it, right? CKUW is one of the last places where you can hear people making art for art's sake. It needs to keep going. It needs to keep going, especially now when streaming and all of those other things are getting corrupted by AI or crazy things like that, or even just the commercialness, right? Like, I fear a world where the only art you hear is commercial art, right? Commercial music. And because I find that the best stuff comes from people who aren't thinking about what people are going to think about it. And I fear a world where that's the only thing you hear. And I think a lot of people might already be in that place where that's all they hear. And I hope that they can turn on CKUW and find something new.
Keep campus community radio alive in Winnipeg. Donate right now at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will. Who are you? The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
And we are on the air. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I am your host, DJ Dil Gherkin, here with you till 4:30, a special Fun Drive episode once again. Fun Drive update. Current total for the station is $37,261. Which is not bad, but not stupendous, not great either. We want to see a little pickup in those numbers. We're looking to get to $60,000 in just the next 4 days, February the 20th. And you can help us out with a pledge. 204-774-6877 is the number to pledge. You can also go to fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge online as well. So we do Fund Drive every year. A big part of the station is that listener support and listener donations. It keeps us an independent grassroots station. Because there's the student levy, of course, that the student University of Winnipeg students pay into. And then the rest of that budget is made up from donations from listeners just like yourself. And we do this because we do believe in the notion of community access and listener-driven radio. And really, there's so many things on CKUW that wouldn't exist if it wasn't for that community support. Because who else would underwrite and support these things other than yourselves, right? It'd be very hard to sell a major donor on a show like System Kids, which is coming up in a little bit at 5 p.m., which talks about the experiences of youth in care who have gone through the CFS system. And that's a show that's been on for more than a decade. You know, what's the value in that? What's the selling point? We can't have FanDuel supporting System Kids. That just doesn't make sense. They wouldn't do that, right? And that's just one example. But you go up and down the line through our program schedule, and almost everyone you could look at and say, it's an amazing show, and there's absolutely no way we'd get some sort of big sponsor to support this show. Even a show bedrock as of the station as it is, as Democracy Now!, do you realize because of the content of that show, how many donors and big money people would look at that show and just absolutely despise it because of the issues that they cover, because of the way they cover the news? I think you all understand this, right? And that is why we need listener support. That's why we're a listener-driven radio station. And you can make a pledge, 204-774-6877. That pledge goes to support the general operations at the station. And look at the program schedule. And think about all these great shows. Even as good as a show as, let's say, Stu Reed does, Twang Trust on Wednesdays, as good as it is, it would be somewhat of a hard sell, because Stu wants to do Stu's show. That's what makes it special. Once you get into this whole thing about, well, you know, the sponsors want this, and maybe the sponsors, maybe some sponsors wouldn't want him to play maybe the new Bruce Springsteen song. I could see that happening. So then we get into that whole aspect of it, and we don't want that. And that's why we ask for listener donations every year. 204-774-6877 to make a pledge now. And it is imperative. In many ways, you know, the station, we've been on air on FM for over 25 years, which is an amazing accomplishment. But, you know, it always feels a little precarious, I suppose, when you start looking around and you kind of feel like you're on an island a little bit of this place that wants to have all kinds of different music and a diversity of opinion and opinions and news that will challenge what we see in the mainstream media. And even just on the realm of music, you know, I think it's a major political statement that we will have shows on the air, you know, that have metal. You know, metal music has featured prominently on the station for many years. But then also, you know, a 3-hour jazz show. If you listen to Keith Black tomorrow, he does such a wonderful show, and he plays some pretty some pretty gnarly stuff. I enjoy it, and a lot of it is not commercial music, right? He's not going to necessarily play that. And that's what your donation support. 204-774-6877 to make a pledge now. Or you can go to fundrive.ckw.ca to make that pledge. Join us. Join that community of support. We have already had over 400 donors. And we thank all you. But we know there's another 400 out there. And I'm talking to some of them right now. And so you can support us. Fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge now. And, you know, for that donation, you can get something back depending on what you want to do. I would look at the Friends Card level. $35 gets you a Friends Card. There is basically unlimited savings because no one's going to tell you how much you can use it. But you get discounts all around town. You know, Into the Music, one of the great record stores in the city, King Kong Market Pub, Ida Bakery Co-op, 577 Ellis, their new, a lot of record stores, Into the Music, Frenchie's, Dooley Records, many more, and also places like, you know, Organic Planet. So with that $35 friend card, with that donation, you can also get so much more out of going out and also going around the community and supporting. 204-774-6877 to make that pledge for $35 for a friend's card. Let's start off with a track from Gil Scott-Heron. This one's called B-Movie here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM.
The first thing I want to say is mandate my ass, because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember. In this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. It's the way it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment, especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros. Before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway to the days of the wondrous B-movie. producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. No more animated a choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. The ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. Music by the Village People, the very military macho man. A theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. Clichés abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced out Marlon Perkins, a Ray Gun contemporary. Clichés like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. Clichés like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than clichés like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to man is, Bogart tough to man is, Cagney tough to man is, Hollywood tough to man is, cheap steak tough, and Bonzo substantial. The ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician. Pesto macho, 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 baby. Put your orders in America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden a man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley goddamn Durant. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to the new Captain Bly on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his chameleon performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild. When other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall. It goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberal to libelous, from Bonzo to Birchite or Born Again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this perception of freedom gone wild. God damn it, first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. Nostalgia, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white and so was everything else. Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before Six Gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. As Wall Street goes, so goes the nation. And here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up. Human rights are down. Peace is shaky. War items are hot. The House claims all ties. Jobs are down. Money is scarce. And common sense is at an all-time low in heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever. And now no one is looking because we're starring in a B-movie. And we would rather had John Wayne. We would rather had John Wayne. You don't need to be in a hurry. And you ain't never really got to worry. And you don't need to check on how you feel. Just keep repeating that none of this is real. And if you're sensing that something's wrong, well, just remember that it won't be too long before the director cuts the scene. Yeah. This ain't really life, ain't really life, ain't really nothing but a movie. This ain't really life, ain't really life, ain't really nothing but a movie. This ain't really life, ain't really life, ain't really nothing but a movie. This ain't really life, ain't really life, ain't really nothing but a movie. We'll be right back.
We asked some of our friends in the community why they support CKUW 95.9 FM.
My name is Jorge Requena Ramos. I am the executive and artistic director at the Weston Cultural Center. I'm also in a band called the Mariachi Ghosts.
Yeah.
There was a moment in university where I had a car, and I'm an immigrant from Mexico, so it was like, you know, getting your first car in Canada is a momentous occasion. And one of my friends was like, oh no, you gotta have CKUW. And we programmed it in, and I realized that's where all the local bands were coming in from. And I started paying attention to CKUW from that. You know, like being in the local music scene, especially in the beginning of being in the local music scene, getting anybody to pay attention to you in the media is very hard. From the very beginning, CKUW was really easy to deal with. I realized that there was the kinds of music that I wanted to listen to and the kinds of music that racialized folks, marginalized folks want to listen to were present in CKUW, and that there was a scene mentality to CKUW, an ecosystem mentality of, you know, like lifting everybody will lift us all kind of thing. And so that was a really great thing to see and also experience as a musician. You know, like CKUW played a big part in the Mariachi Ghosts becoming a staple member of the scene, which in the beginning of us starting to play music, we were laughed out of the rooms, like a band that wears makeup and, you know, suits and, you know, there's too much stick and what are they even playing and all this other stuff. CKUW found us an audience, and that was super helpful. CKUW and stations like CKUW are super important to the ecosystem of music listeners in Canada. And as in Manitoba and as in a city like Winnipeg, we're isolated from so many things, physically and otherwise. We got a band together, and I think CKUW makes a big effort to help us band together with each other in the music scene. And as a university community, it's kind of like a public service for university students, an important bit of infrastructure that the university community needs to kind of upkeep and have. And for the rest of the city, like, we all benefit from having CKUW empower our musicians and kind of tell the story of Winnipeg in these neighborhoods. And that's a story that needs to be told and is not often told in more populous and funded media streams. We need to get people out of their phones and into community. And CKUW offers something that a podcast is never going to be able to offer you because it's happening in real time. There's people from your community doing a radio show right now, listening to that radio show today. They're there working to try to talk to you specifically, right? And that is not something that is going to happen with any social media outlets, any influencers that you're watching from New York. These are your people from your community in your town talking to you in real time. And there's so many stories from all over the world that are being told in this neighborhood. I think Winnipeg would be very boring without its communities and community work. I think Winnipeg would be very boring without CKUW and other university radio stations. It's of vital importance that we keep these things going.
Keep campus community radio alive in Winnipeg. Donate right now at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
With your CKUW Friends Card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with a Friends Card, your dollars get you more at
King Cod Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start and or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out the Bella Vista Nights every Wednesday for free live music, sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a Friends Card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
And we are back. Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. We just heard Gil Scott-Heron with B-Movie. This ain't really your life. It's just a B-Movie. Isn't that... even though that is from the 80s, there's so much that he's talking about there that just applies so well today. And of course, great messages there from the community talking about how important CKUW is. And We know it is, right? We see these, you know, media concentration has been something that has just been just the pace of it has not stopped, right? And I think it's really interesting to think about media concentration and also sort of wealth concentration as a similar thing. There, you know, we think about Silicon Valley and all this technology, social media, smartphones. All this stuff was supposed to be in some way liberatory. It was supposed to be revolutionary. In many ways, it's maybe more counter-revolutionary than actually being revolutionary. You know, just a decade or so ago, right? People were talking about how Twitter was going to provide democracy for the world. Who in their right minds would say that now? And that's not even that long ago. Like, we're not talking about, I mean, a decade or so in historical terms is like yesterday. And we've kind of seen that. We've been sold all these different things. And, you know, the phone, the social media is like Jorge there from Weston Cultural Center was talking about, was it's a synthetic community. I have been able to gain some relationships and friendships over the internet, but it's still not the way to really do it, right? And so much of that also you have to get off at a certain point to do that. And in many ways, these things are kind of selling us. It's a bit of a honeypot, right? We're all getting flooded into this. And then you're just kind of on the hamster wheel. And it's there to kind of just make you enraged and depressed. And, you know, if you've ever looked at, you know, your phone stats about how much you're picking up your phone or looking at your phone, it's depressing. It depresses me. I know, I'm sure it depresses you. You're like, really? I could have done so many other things with my life other than staring into this thing. But it's meant like that, right? Whereas CKW is media, is a place where it's all these different people coming together to do their shows that creates a rich tapestry that you hear week in, week out. And that's what you can support with a pledge, is that actual community. You know, you can phone a host. You can, myself and Rob, the station manager, we field questions all the time from people, or people just leave a message. Hey, what was playing at 2 o'clock yesterday? What was that? We'll let you know. You know, there's that community connection, and it is so important. And I think especially for local, and even on a broader sense, even Canadian, when you think about it, because yes, we have streaming services, and in some ways, it's wonderful that you get to you basically have access to almost everything that was ever recorded, which is lovely in a lot of ways. I'm not saying it's not, but I cannot remember the last time an algorithm suggested to me a local band. I do not remember the last time an algorithm said, oh, hey, there's this, you know, you like this kind of music? Well, hey, there's a band in Halifax, or there's a band out of Quebec City that you're going to like. I don't think it's ever happened. I've found out music from word of mouth, listening to other people's shows, and actually, to a certain degree, sometimes Reddit. But it's never this device that's supposed to be giving us all this stuff. But this is where CKW and Stylus Magazine come into play, where you can read about new music happening, local music. And that is so key, because there's so much great stuff happening, and these people deserve an audience. And there's such a great music scene out there, great arts and culture that we have in Winnipeg. And CKW's and Stylus is all a part of that infrastructure. And you can support that with a pledge. 204-774-6877 to make a pledge, or go to fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge as well. And I was just talking about that rich tapestry. Well, there's all these community partners we have, and that's represented in the Friends card. So $35 and up, you will always get a Friends card as you go up the levels, you'll get more, you'll get the Friends card when you pick the incentive. And it's wonderful, because that baseline $35, what it gets you is basically unlimited savings across the city at places like Public Domain, Time Cafe and Books, actually, which is a really cool spot. If some people remember the old Mondragon, they have some of the, you can get like Southern Fried Tofu there, which was a Mondragon classic. Black Market Provisions, Park Alleys, the Dave Barber Cinematheque, great friends of ours. Member pricing to any regular screening. That's all in the Friends card. And that's not, I'm not even listing everything. It's such great value. And that $35, that donation goes a long way to supporting the station. And you can make that donation. You can make that pledge now. 204-774-6877 to call, or fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge online. Picking up on that theme of sort of this 70s, 80s sort of dark funk music and R&B and soul, this is one of my favorite Curtis Mayfield songs. This is called Right On for the Darkness. So we'll head into that right now. Again, that number to call, 204-774-6877 to make a pledge now. You're listening to Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM.
We asked some of our friends in the community why they support CKUW 95.9 FM.
My name's Paige Drowa, and I'm a musician in Winnipeg. The first people at my shows were people from CKUW, hosts. The first people to support my music right from the beginning were hosts. And, like, it was the first time that people weren't just bullying me about my weird art. So you guys' support meant the world to me. Well, I discovered it through reading Stylus, actually, because I'm from the country. Like, I grew up rurally, so I would take the magazines home with me every time I came to the city, and I could listen just until I got up to the perimeter, right? And then it's gone. But as soon as I could be in Winnipeg, I was so excited to be able to listen all the time. Okay, my favorite is always if you turn it on and Martin's on. Johnny Sizzle, any show he's doing, right? I listen to the Comic Book Theater, and, like, his interview style is so good. I like Night Danger Radio. I like Amateur Hour a lot. So fun. CQW and community radio are one of the last places where you can hear a playlist by a human being, right? There's no algorithm. There's no commercial. To pitch to commercial radio as an artist costs thousands of dollars. And that's just to pitch it, right? CQW is one of the last places where you can hear people making art for art's sake. It needs to keep going. It needs to keep going, especially now when streaming and all of those other things are getting corrupted by AI or crazy things like that, or even just the commercialness, right? Like, I fear a world where the only art you hear is commercial art, right? Commercial music. And because I find that the best stuff comes from people who aren't thinking about what people are going to think about it. And I fear a world where that's the only thing you hear. And I think a lot of people might already be in that place where that's all they hear. And I hope that they can turn on CKUW and find something new.
Keep campus community radio alive in Winnipeg. Donate right now at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Dave Barber Cinematheque is your home for cult classics, insightful documentaries, and independent cinema from around the world and up-and-coming Winnipeg filmmakers. Located at 100 Arthur Street, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in Winnipeg since the 1980s. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at davebarbercinematheque.com. Show your CKUW Friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening. Shh.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
And we are back. You're tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Fun Drive Edition. Thank you to everyone who has donated to the show so far. Michael with $50, Noreen with $200, Doug with $125, Samantha $125, Kent with $35, and Joanna with $1,000 pledge. Wow. Thank you all so much. The current total for the show is $1,535. I'd like to get up to $2,000 if possible. And that possibility is made by you picking up the phone, 204-774-6877, to support campus and community radio, community access, and Paige Drobot. You just heard her talk about how important it is for local artists to have an infrastructure like CKUW and Stylus Magazine. That's how she found out about this wonderful place. And it really is a lifeline. And we really are here to support artists, bands, and musicians. Find an audience. That's kind of what we're here for. We're not really trying to pick favorites. I mean, certain hosts certainly have favorites and stuff like that. But overall, as a station, we're not here to be like, oh, well, this stuff is the stuff you should listen to and this isn't the stuff. We're just ignoring certain things. We try to offer as much diversity as possible so you can make your own mind, right? We're not... That's the thing with things created by algorithms or some sort of however they calculate a top 40, whatever the top 40 is. It's all quite condescending, isn't it? As if you can't make up your own decisions about what is interesting, about what interests you or whatever. And sometimes you might hear something and you're like, well, I'm not a big fan of that. That's totally fine. But we know that so many people tune into the station and hear something where they're like, wow, that was almost life-changing. We know that those moments happen all the time, and you can support that with a pledge. 204-774-6877 for grassroots independent media infrastructure here in Winnipeg. And for those moments, for life-changing moments, it all happens here on CKW 95.9 FM. And it's something that is in some ways, you know, out of the notion of that is in some ways a little bit under attack, right? We can just create all these things with AI, you know, we can just put it into the whatever AI app we're doing and, oh, give me a alligator surfing with a hat and boom, you have it, right? Whereas this is a sort of a choose your own adventure. We're not here to tell you exactly what you might like, but we know that when you listen to the station, you will find something that you enjoy and probably a lot of different things that you enjoy. And that's worthy of a pledge. 204-774-6877 to make a pledge now. When you pledge at the 95.9 level, there's an option for a toque, which has been around for a long time. We love the CKW toques. Keeps your head warm. Definitely needed in a place like Winnipeg. But we're doing something a little different this year. We got a tote bag, and that's with the Fun Drive art on it. It's the same art that's on the T-shirt from Natalie Mark, I believe, is the artist's name. And it's a really cool design, so it's a nice tote bag that you can use. You know, when you get a tote bag, you'll also get a friend's card, so you can go to the record stores in different places and put those records that you're buying and getting a discount on into the tote bag. It's all perfect. It's all coming together, right? It's all a big circle that comes together. But it all starts with a pledge. 204-774-6877 to make a pledge, or go to fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge online. Let's hear another one from locals here, Blue Bloods. Let's hear Dollar Tree Dreams here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
Like a jungle sometime, it makes me wonder how some people even cope dealing with the daily hustle. Tug of war game in my brain is so tough when you're trying to level up, but devils act like they're above you. Money hungry fiends feeding off your hunger. They love to see you starve, then they front like God with a free lunch car, but that's where they want you. In the clutch, hands up the butt like some puppets. Holes in your pockets, these streets are watching you. Doing you dirty like robbers do. All for the buck, it's fucked up like prostitutes. This game got us climbing up Dollar Trees, plucking rotten fruit.
Plucking rotten fruit. Doing what I gotta do. Check me out. Yeah, yeah.
Crime race, how your junkies. Everybody trying to make money. Nighttime wind vampire come out. With the boys that they can't fire run now. Now when days can't go for walks. Night away for leap as a lady with a dog. Someone messed up. Ask me if I'm Josh. If for a ride, that simply replied. I said, nah, bro, I'm CJ Dog. Then I bought the dog. Soon as I seen a shady MX. Screaming, fuck you, ran to my friend's place. Open out slit, about to shit my pants. Wanted to show my punks. I learned about the class. Smarter than that, all they were losing hands. I think about it all, sit back and I just laugh.
Crazy, crazy. It's another one of them days, dog.
Kid in the city in the Dollar Tree. look around these streets, why don't you? We got kids posted up on the corner. The rich get richer while the poor get poorer. Wish they had a home, but they can't afford it. Hard to settle down when the ground ain't solid. Best to study up on some street economics. Cut the BS like direct deposits. Then go back home with some swollen pockets. Hustling every day, upset the set of save up for old age. Bringing soul food back to home plate and know that it's okay, not being okay. Through the struggle and the strain, go against the grain. When they raise your stakes, maintain your aim. Stick to your guns, but don't run when it comes to change. Get that master key, G, meet me at the bay.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM, and with a Friends card, your dollars get you more at
Dooley Records at 557 Portage Avenue. Dooley Records is a crate digger's paradise with vintage vinyl, tapes and CDs added weekly, with spine-tingling vinyl, cassettes that won't put you in debt, and CDs? Well, you just got a CDs compact disc with your 10% discount.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fund Drive in February to get a Friends card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
Macho Man
nothing
Randy
means nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top.
And we are back. Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Fun Drive Edition. The cream is certainly rising to the top. Thank you again to all the pledgers. Michael, Noreen, Doug, Samantha, Joanna, Kent. Radio Free Winnipeg totals currently for Fun Drive is $1,535. I want to try to get to $2,000. I know I can do it. 204-774-6877 to make a pledge now. That $35 pledge amount, that's the first incentive level, but it's a mighty one. Don't overlook the $35. You might think, t-shirt, hoodie. That's all great, obviously, but $35 gets you the Friends card, and it gives you deals all around Winnipeg. We've been hearing about the King Cobb Market Pub and other places, Cinematech, Black Market Provisions is another place, Public Domain, great newish bar just down the street. along with King Cobb. Like, it's a great little community and a great little area we got around here. Also, old standbys like Organic Planet. I mean, they were supplying CKW meetings with tofu sandwiches since before some of you were even born. And in that same way, Ida Bakery Worker Co-op on Ellis Avenue, 15% off. They have delicious baked goods. You get all those deals with a $35 pledge, and you can do that right now. 204-774-6877 to make that pledge. Go with the Friends card and be a friend of the station. We would love for you to be a friend. Let's be friends, eh? We know you want that music. We know you're here to hear that those differing opinions. That diversity of programming, like I was saying, there's so many great shows on the station, but you have to think, would some of these shows actually survive a model where we were bringing in tons of ad dollars and big sponsors? Would FanDuel support sponsor a show like Voyage? Would FanDuel support Democracy Now? Absolutely not. There's not a chance, there's not a snowball's chance in heck that would ever happen. And that's why we have this community donations for you, from you, to it's the general operations, but it's also, when you look at the diversity of programming, that's what you're supporting, right? We know. I mean, look at a show like Democracy Now!, one of the bedrocks of the station. And frankly, not even the most radical political thing we've ever had on this station, even that would be called into question. Even that people would have a problem with. But it's through those listener donations that we can keep it on air and you can enjoy it. And we know we get, there's such a richness we all get out of this. And you can support that with a pledge. 204-774-6877 to make a pledge now, or go to fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge. $35 gets you that awesome Friends card. Speaking of Friends, let's hear a great local musician, Chris Ulrich. Here's his track, Friends on the Internet, on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKW 95.9 FM.
I'm a chameleon here.
Chameleon?
Yeah. I'm talking about the beat goes on, yeah. And the beat goes on, yeah. And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM, Special Fund Drive Edition. We are just over $37,000 for the drive. And I also have a special guest, Kent Davies of Amateur Hour.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing okay.
I'm doing a fantastic show. I've been listening in my office.
Thanks. Well, yeah, just, you know, trying to pitch away and get those phones ringing. 204-774-6877 to make a pledge now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot more special now that in the advent of the online and everything. It used to be just a flurry of phone activity.
You're right.
But it means so much more if we can hear that phone ring, because it means that you're out there.
Yes.
You care enough to be like, oh, calling. And you're doing it. Yeah. And you're pulling over and being safe
right.
If you're listening in the car.
Yes, no accidents, please.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been talking a lot about, you know, media concentration and sort of some of the things we were sold as being these great revolutionary things that have all kind of collapsed in on itself.
It was like social media is gonna, you know, cause just this massive wave of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Not when you can buy them all and turn them all into your weird pet projects where you make your own echo chambers and post horrible things that should get you basically cut off from society.
Mm-hmm.
But no, not if you have all the money. And that's kind of what we're trying to preserve here, is some semblance of community.
Yes.
And in a world that basically wants to buy and sell everything.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I definitely get more and more... especially with that commodification of just literally everything, I just think more and more of well, we can't play the clip on air, but Bill Hicks, what he had to say about advertising and marketing.
Yeah, I remember.
It's very.
Although I remember doing a late night show and playing that clip and being okay with it because it's CKUW and you're allowed to.
Yes, yeah, those sorts of things can happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can push the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You can say things that will, you know, usually the well, you know, you even today you got the whole CBS lawyers telling you who you can't have on your late night show situation, and then you have to explain it. We don't have to explain anything.
No, we're alive and we have nothing to apologize for. We're looking for your pledge. 204-774-6877 to make a pledge. That community connection, that grassroots independent media institution, is so important, because as I was saying too, you know, like streaming services and things like Bandcamp, all that stuff is great, but I still find I learn about so much music about talking to you, my friends, listening to other shows, checking out the posters. There's still so much of that because, like I said, when was the last? I can't remember the last time these algorithmic playlists have ever given me a local artist, let alone a Canadian artist.
This is a place where it's just a touchstone for the community, and it's a place you can go and get information that you're not going to get anywhere else. And some of our listeners, some of our artists are kind of recluses. Like they use CKUW. They don't use other stuff.
Yeah.
They reject it, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But like, you get to know about it. You get to know about these secret shows. You get to know about these events, these actions, important things that are going on in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
That you want to get part of it. Like, you know, there was a protest today.
Yes, there was.
But again, many people were organizing and part of it and spread the word here on CKUW and elsewhere. And, you know, I could probably do a little Venn diagram. You could see the overlap of all these community-minded individuals in your neighborhood. Spreading the word, telling people what's going on, giving a little more nuance to what's going on, and not being beholden to, it's going to be a soundbite, it's going to be a little ad lib, it's going to be this, then we'll sell some ads, blah, blah, blah. If you want to take your time and discuss that, and that's some of the quality spoken word programming that we have here.
Yeah.
People go into depth with guests. They share things. They share stories. They're not beholden to this kind of like, well, we got 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, two of the first things I ever did on the radio station was I got a bunch of audio of a protest around the public-private partnership around water in Veolia. And then not long after that, maybe a month or two later, I interviewed a war resistor, Joshua Key, who deserted the United States military over the war in Iraq and was trying to get asylum here in Winnipeg. He was living in Saskatchewan. And those are two examples where we allow these people to talk and explain themselves and give kind of a full coverage, especially someone like a Joshua Key, who I'm sure if he was on other stations, he would probably just be harangued in mainstream media. Why? Yeah. You know, but here it's like, tell me about your story. And that's what you get with CKUW, is a place where that can happen. 204-774-6877
Let's hear that phone ring. Make a pledge. I'm so excited when it rings.
Yeah. Well, let's go to another little break. He's one of my favorites. I don't often play him on the show, but for some odd reason, it just felt right to put this song on the Fun Drive playlist. We're going to hear by Tom Petty. We're going to hear Walls right now. I think it's a great song. 204-774-6877, and we'll be back with more.
This town that I can't hold out forever.
We asked some of our friends in the community why they support CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hi, I'm George Samoleski, CKUW enthusiast. I'm a Manitoban my entire life. I play with a local band called Propagandy. Years growing up in Portage la Prairie, the only sort of non-corporate radio that we could tap into was late night CBC. And when I moved to Winnipeg, there was a lot of initiatives trying to get radio stations going at both campuses. And it just seemed like it was such a valuable initiative. So that's when I first heard about it. It was actually the old A-Zone 91 Albert days. There was a lot of people coming through with requisitions to get certain programming on the fledgling station. And as it was coming about, I remember Paul Burrows going around with a little thing to try to get Democracy Now! On the new station, and it all happened. And like from day one, we were there working at our old record label office downtown in 91. We'd have it, playing all day long. You know, we'd start our day listening to Democracy Now! And open up the email and kind of, start packaging some records and stuff like that in our little workshop. And we had CKUW on kind of right from the get-go. Over the years, being a student at the U of M taking criminology classes or whatever, it would point in these things where the concentration of media ownership in the corporate sphere, the bias is so heavy, like in a criminal sense. The owner of a newspaper won't report on their own crimes. It's sort of like, in a nutshell, what it comes down to. And it just seemed like over the years, that concentration becoming more and more intense. And even within the last year, what we're seeing down south with some major media news outlets coming under the control of essentially the billionaire class, I think it's crucial that we have these alternatives, these, real music made by real people and people who are passionate about creating space for alternative viewpoints to be heard. It's crucial for democracy, I think, to have these viewpoints and this programming to continue on. It's accessible, it's free for everybody to tap into, it's participatory. I think all the, if you're passionate about it, you can get involved in different capacities. It's like, this is sort of like a participatory program that is available for people to tap into, and I think the programming reflects so much of the diverse aspects of our city and province. It's just a beautiful thing. I love hearing just the range of the programming. It proves itself as an important hub for finding out about events. And many of the people doing the programming here are a part of these different art and music scenes. And it's just like this really important kind of nexus of all this activity. The other aspect is like, it has a human voice to it. The programming, everything, you go up and down the list of all the shows, and it has a real human feel to it. You tap into satellite radio or something, or playlists, and it just really doesn't feel like it's curated by anything outside of like some algorithm, which is really off-putting to me. And I just like the idea that there's a human voice and human interaction here in our city that's producing what you hear on the airwaves, and that keeps me coming back to the station. I like the human pulse of it.
Keep campus community radio alive in Winnipeg. Donate right now at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway. Yeah, but don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy.
Yeah, but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
The beat goes on. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I am your host, DJ Dilgirk, and thank you again to everyone that pledged. Kent, Joanna, Samantha, Doug, Noreen, Michael. Radio Free Winnipeg has raised $1,535 for Fund Drive. We'd like to get some more pledges, and we have time. 204-774-6877 to get that pledge in. $35 gets you a friend's card, gets you deals all around Winnipeg. This is limitless savings, and it's such a great thing, really, because with that friend's card, you're not only showing your support for CKUW, that $35 will go a long way to get us to that goal of $60,000 by the end of the week on Friday. And then you can go and enjoy all the savings, right? You can go shop for records. You can go to places like Public Domain and King Cobb Market Pub and Barnhammer and get these discounts and be a part of that community and going out. You know, the third space, places like King Cobb Market Pub and Public Domain are so important for our very livelihood and our culture, right? This is where people congregate. This is where ideas happen. This is where things percolate, right? Revolutions were started because there was, cafes in France where people just sat around and debated and smoked and drank coffee all the time. There's a real synergy with all that. And with that friend's card, it lets you go out and gives you an excuse to go out and say, well, I got this friend's card. I might as well go out and use it. It's like a full circle thing because you're listening to the station, you're supporting the station, and then you can go out in the community and, you know, in many cases, going to these places, probably running into CKUW people that you listen to their show all the time, you know, or getting to know them, or getting to know the bands and the artists, the people that work at these venues in these places. It's a really community building thing. There's the financial aspect that $35 donation will really go a long way to help us get to that goal. But there's the whole other, all the other intangibles that you get with that, like I said, limitless savings and the ability to get out there and start to form communities and maybe meeting some people, like-minded people. We need that more than ever, right? We're not going to get it on social media. A lot of that stuff is, you know, the term slop is just thrown around so much now, but it's accurate. So much of this stuff is just slop. Whereas this, we can get through Campus Community Radio, places like CKUW, Stylus Magazine, and all the great places that are on the Friends Card. It's all part of this wider community that we can be a part of and we can support. You just got a pledge. 204-774-6877. $35 gets you the Friends Card. We're going to hear two tracks from a kind of a newer band. I believe they're from the East Coast. I believe Cape Breton Island, I believe. The Boojums. We're going to hear Don't Wanna Love and Out of My Head. Great Canadian band. A friend of mine actually just turned me on to not long ago. We're going to hear them right now on Radio Free Winnipeg. Again, the number to call, 204-774-6877. Call to pledge now.
I don't want to break.
democracy manifest.
And we are back. You're tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg. Final moments now. Phone lines are still open. 204-774-6877 to call and make a pledge. $35 gets you a friend's card, gets you discounts all around Winnipeg. It's a great deal. Unlimited savings to support unlimited radio enjoyment here on CKW 95.9 FM. Make that call. 204-774-6877 to call and make a pledge, or go to fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge online. Well, because the mandatory heavy music is playing, we're going to hear a new track, collaboration between the Melvins and Napalm Death. We're going to hear Tossing Coins, Tossing Coins into the Fountain. Here is the Melvins and Napalm Death here on Radio Free Winnipeg.